Today is Tuesday, February 5th, 1985. Marion Gillespie, who is a charter member of the Moorhead Altruism Club, is here as a donor for the Oral History Project of Moorhead State University's Heritage Education Commission. I am Betty DeCray of 2311 South River Shore Drive, Moorhead, and will act as the interviewer. We are having this rather informal dialogue at the audiovisual department in the library of Moorhead State University. Marion, would you start by giving your name, address, length of time you've lived in Moorhead, your age if you wish, and your phone number?
My name is Marion Gillespie, and I live at 921 Center Avenue in Moorhead. I have lived here all my life, 39 plus years, and my phone number is 233-9193.
As one of the charter members of Altruism, perhaps you can tell us the date it was organized here in Moorhead, where the meeting was held, who some of the people were who started it, and whether it is local or national or both.
I will first tell you that Altruism was organized at Nashville, Tennessee in 1917. And the Moorhead chapter was founded on March 26th, 1960, and we were chartered October 29th in 1960. Our first meeting was held at the FM Hotel, and it was a small group, and of course, people were sent out of Minneapolis to start the club in Moorhead and one in Fargo. And I believe the Moorhead Altruism Club was started first.
What can you tell us about your membership as to who belongs? Not necessarily names, but perhaps categories. How many members and what the membership criteria is? And do the women have any particular status in Altruism?
Well, first I want to tell you about our motto in Altruism, because I think that's important. And we stand for patriotism, efficiency, and service. And we are a national organization. And the girls that belong are usually, they are business women. And they must have a classification in order to belong. Our club in Moorhead, we have about 30 active members at the present time. The classifications are as follows, and I'll name a few. We take someone from the agricultural field, like in grain farming, sugar beet farming, active retired, and so forth. College, 4 years, active retired people, counseling service, credit unions, food consultants, people from running a funeral home or homemaking, fraternal insurance, anyone in the medicine line like general practice, nurse, public health nurse, doctors, museums, postal service, and then, of course, in the public school system, we have classroom teaching, principals, secretaries, academic functions, and then people who are in real estate, refrigeration, resorts, retirement homes, and social service organizations, for example, the YMCA, YWCA, and special service, travel tours, telephoning, volunteer public service. That's a few of the classifications that we have. And the requirement is that the woman that joins should be in the business or professional line of work. She either should own a business or manage, be in a management position. And so the status of the woman, I would say, would be a business professional woman.
What do you see as the main goals and purposes of Altruism? What services do you provide? Are there particular individuals or groups you seek to help? And have your service goals changed over the years?
On our goals and purposes, we're divided in four committees. And our four committees are as follows. Altruism Information, International Relations, Community Service, and Vocational Service. And then we work out of these four committees. Now there's about 8 or 10 girls on each committee. And so we try to follow the heading of these committees. For example, if it's International Month, we use the international relations, and of course we work around that all the way through. Our international goals, naturally, is to strengthen our club service and to vitalize our club membership. And then we want to extend Altrucia's activity and expand our influence, the Altrucia's influence in our community, both local and national. Our service that we give, we have many, many projects, and I'll name a few of those. We have like Grants and Aid, Founders Fund. We support an adopted boy in Brazil. We have been supporting children through the Christian Children's Association all over the world. We help with Children's Harbor School. We give gifts to the Northside Rest Home. We sponsor the facilities for square dancing and the participation of members of the ARC. And that's retarded and handicapped. Halloween parties, Easter parties for the handicapped, and high school senior scholarships. We give scholarships every year. Our first aid station at the Hobby Show, the Handicapped and Senior Citizens Hobby Show, which is held at the Moorhead Armory. And we take care of the first aid station, and we have a doctor that's there, usually the full time of the show. We have volunteer expos. We give birthday parties for honorary members. We contribute to the YWCA. Hospice program is quite active. Luther Hall, the Viking ship, the MCOMS that Moorhead is becoming famous for. We help on that. Care centers for parents and children. If someone has done something quite outstanding, for example, Gladys Yernberg, it works with the handicap, and we have honored her this past year. We also do hearing tests for children, body braces for handicapped childs, and we contribute to the Red Cross, the flood victims in the South, Rape and Abuse Crisis Center, and we do a lot of work for Dorothy Day House and the Holiday Clearinghouse, literacy programs, expanding your horizons, and of course when fingerprinting was brought into the schools in the Moorhead system, we were asked to help with that. And our 30 girls are kept quite busy.
Yes, I'm sure they really are, because when you list all those activities, you know they must have spend a great deal of time working. Is there any particular way that you choose the people you help?
Well, names do come in, and we look them over and then sort of choose from there. And, of course, we vote on it. The same way with our scholarship programs. Names are given us, and the people are chosen, and the membership will vote on it. So everyone has a say on it.
Altrucia seems to have sponsored many projects through the years. How are these projects funded? Can you tell us something about any of your fundraising efforts?
Well, a few years ago, we tried everything we could think about to fund, and we had dinners or suppers, and we would sell things. But now we have sort of concentrated, and we do bazaar in the fall, and we have a large bazaar. And we try to make our money that way. And between that and donations, that seems to be able to take care of everything for us.
Do you have dues, or do you seek or receive any grants from any other sources?
Well, we do have dues, yes. But we do not receive grants from any other agencies, no. But our raffles, of course, count too. And like I say, every so often somebody will contribute a cash to help us out.
Where does Altrucia hold its meetings? Have you met in various places? And how often do you meet?
Well, our groups meet twice a month. And the first Tuesday of the month, we meet at someone's home. And that is strictly a business meeting. And then the third Tuesday of the month, we have a dinner meeting. And we meet at the Morehead State University. And this seems to be home for us because we have been meeting here now for a couple of 3 years. And at the third Tuesday of the month, at our dinner meetings, we do have programs. And the programs, again, are geared to, I go back to the four committees. And we try to follow whatever committee that happens to be for that particular month. We do a lot of community work, and so we do have community projects that we are talking about, like our program committees and working with our community.
What type of program do you generally have? Do you have a program director, or do you follow a national program outline?
We do have a program director, and we do follow, we get an Altrucia magazine, and there are many good hints in that magazine that we will try to follow, and it helps us along. And of course, we have our district meetings and our national meetings, and this is all taken under consideration and talked about. So we get a lot of information that way.
Do you think of any outstanding program you helped with or that you particularly enjoyed?
Well, I can give you one instance that is outstanding in my mind, and that's the time we were down at the lake at Dr. Johnson's cottage, and we were having a big fish fry. And, of course, everybody was having a good time, and we were eating fish and so forth. And then the workers had a table on the outside of the cottage, and it was sort of on a slanted hill. And it happened to be one of these picnic tables that has seats on both sides. And as smart as Altrucia is, all the people that sat down all sat on one side. And so Dr. Johnson had just brought out a big pot of hot coffee. Table was all set, the fish was on the table, and everything was going great guns when one of our ladies sat down, and of course she sat on the wrong side, and the table toppled over and everybody fell to the ground. Dishes broke, food all over, and the coffee just flew through the air and it landed upright between two of us gals. Well, it could have been tragic, but it turned out to be quite humorous, and we had a good laugh about it.
And I'm sure you think about it more than once.
Oh, we've talked about that pot of coffee, how it flew through the air and landed upright. It really was something. It could have really burned someone quite badly.
I guess it sounds like it really
was. We had fun, though.
It really was very fortunate the way it landed.
Yes, it was.
As you think of leadership in Altrucia through the years, are there any key people who come to mind that really furthered the programs of Altrucia?
Yes, we've had some very good women working in our organization, and some have held district office, and we've had outstanding women.
Have members played important roles in the community? Maybe you can recall a specific program and particular people.
Well, we feel that we are the most active organization, and many times the school has called us and asked us to contribute our time and our efforts, and we've always been able to help them. The last project I just mentioned before was this fingerprinting. And then, of course, we work with child abuse in the Center for Parents. So there are anything that we're asked to do, it seems like we can fulfill it, and we try to do it. We are positive, we're helpful, we're dependable, and we do a lot of service. And I feel that Altrucia has a good reputation in the city of Morehead.
Have any of the local people served as officers for the district or the state?
Yes, we have had a few that have worked in the district office.
Have you yourself?
No, not in a district office. No.
Do you think of a description of the unique niche that Altruca fills in the organization of the community, or do you think that there are other organizations that do similar things?
Well, I think there are other organizations that do similar things, and I think they're good organizations. But being I belong to Altruca, I think we're one of the best.
Well, and your rather unique membership, I think, makes a difference. What is the image that Altruca seeks in the community?
Well, we want to be helpful, and we want to be dependable. If we say we do something, we like to do it. And I think all our girls know that, and we all sort of participate, and we all work toward that goal.
Do you think that the community sees Altruca as this helpful service group that you would like it to be seen as?
I think so. I think so. I think that people have heard now of Altruca and know more about it. A few years ago, when you mentioned Altruca, I don't think anyone really knew what it was about. But it is strictly a service club.
Has Altruca changed as Moorhead has grown and changed?
I think that Altruca has grown and gone right along with Moorhead. When Moorhead grew, Altruca grew.
Let's talk about your own experience as a member of Altruca. We know you are a charter member. Can you tell us why you joined?
Well, I joined on March 26, 1960. And I did belong to a business professional women's club in Fargo, North Dakota. When this started up in Minnesota, I thought, well, it was about time I do something on this side of the river. And so I joined the club. I like to help people. I like to work with people. And therefore, being it was a service club, this is what I wanted.
Was there anybody specifically that you remember that talked you into it?
Yes, I had a very dear friend, a former teacher, and her name was Margaret Newton. And she is really the one that talked me into joining Altruca Club.
I think you're not alone. There are lots of people who knew Margaret Newton.
Yes.
And I
very well known and very well liked.
Yeah, I'm sure she was a charter member too, wasn't she?
Yes. She was. Mm-hmm. There are, by the way, I could mention there are only three charter members left. It is Dr. Olga Johnson and Ruth Swanson and Marion Gillespie.
I'm sure you have held local offices. Do you remember which ones? And did you feel?
Oh, I've had several offices. And right now I don't have an office, but I've held most of the offices. I did want to mention, too, here that every year from National, we have a theme that we go by. And the theme for 1985 is Network for Commitment. And so whatever the theme is, we try to work and embellish on that.
What has Altruca meant to you personally?
Well, it's giving service to the public, meeting people, making friends, and we enjoy ourselves too. When I say service, our nose isn't to the grindstone constantly, but we really enjoy being together and working together. And you are working with business and professional women. Our district has 44 clubs, and in the district we have around 2,000 members. And the district consists of Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, Wisconsin. We go as far north as Winnipeg and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So when we do get together, why, we're sort of all in the same category, the northern part of the United States. Our district convention this year is going to be at Thunder Bay, Canada, on May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Our international convention this year is July 19th to the 23rd, and it's going to be at Boston, Massachusetts.
Are you going?
I don't know. I would love to go. We'll have to see what happens.
What aspect of Altruista do you think has given you the most personal satisfaction?
I think maybe the service, the working and helping people. Now, we have mentioned many things here, but we have done more things than that. We take, for instance, say a woman needs help, and for example, I can remember there was a lady that wanted to go to school, and she needed a typewriter, and so Altruista bought the typewriter. We also helped her on her tuition for schooling. And it's things like that. That's just one little incident. But it's things like that that we do for women and to help them get along and to help themselves and better their lives.
Is there anything else that you would like to say about Altruista?
It's a good organization. It's if you like to give service and if you like to work, why, join us. We'd love to have you.
It sounds like a very fine organization, and I know that you have entertained them yourself because I've heard you do things like that, and I also know that you have in the past had groups that you've taken on tours here and there. The last one was to Ireland last fall, and I know from experience that you entertain them as you go along, and I wondered if we could finish up by you giving one of the readings that you're famous for giving.
Well, like you say, I do love to take tours out, and I like to work with people, and again, it is service. And so last year, when we did go to Ireland, Scotland, and England, I found a prayer for the tourist, and I'll give that to you now. Dear Heavenly Father, look down on us, your humble, obedient tourist servants who are doomed to travel this earth, taking photographs, mailing postcards, buying souvenirs, and walking around in drip-dry underwear. We beseech you, O Lord, to see that our coach is not hijacked, our luggage is not lost, and our overweight baggage unnoticed. Protect us from surly and unscrupulous coach drivers, greedy porters, and unlicensed English-speaking guides. Give us this day divine guidance on the selection of our hotels, that we may find our reservations honored, our rooms made up, and hot water running from the faucets. We pray that the telephone works, and that the operators speak our language, and that there is no mail waiting from our children, which would force us to cancel the rest of our trip. Oh, lead us, dear Lord, to good, inexpensive restaurants where the food is superb, the waiters friendly, and the wine included in the price of the meal. Give us the wisdom to tip correctly in currencies we do not understand. Forgive us for under-tipping out of ignorance and over-tipping out of fear. Make the natives love us for what we are and not for what we can contribute to their worldly goods. Grant us the strength to visit the museums, the cathedrals, the palaces, and the castles listed as musts in the guidebooks. If we perchance we skip an historic monument to take a nap after lunch, please have mercy on us, for our flesh is weak. And the men pray, dear God, keep our wives from shopping sprees and protect them from bargains they don't need or can't afford. Lead them not into temptation, for they know not what they do. And the women pray, Almighty Father, keep our husbands from looking at foreign women and comparing them to us. Save them from making fools of themselves in cafes and nightclubs. Above all, please do not forgive them their trespasses, for they know exactly what they do. And when our tour is over and we return to our loved ones, grant us the favor of finding someone who will look at our home movies and listen to our stories so that our lives as tourists will not have been in vain. Marion Gillespie.
Thank you very much, Marion. I'm sure that's a good ending for a good interview.